Blog Talk Radio.
Well, hello, everybody. It's Angelus, Steve Ryder, back on the air again, third episode, last day's production in America, coming out of Nashville, Tennessee, and we are in the last days. The very last days, 2021, unbelievable. Unbelievable. Brace yourself, America. Brace yourself. The dark times are coming. Dark times are coming to America. Hard times are coming. And there's a dark cloud. Demonic dark cloud hovering over America. And I'm sad to say, that's the reality that we live in. That's the America that we live in. And we're going to have to live with that reality. And too many people. Well, the church, let me talk about the church first. Most of the church is in denial. See a lot of churches, pastors, preaching, you know, everything's okay. You know, we're going to get through this. Things aren't that bad. That's a lot of them preaching. Some are preaching worse than that. I was in one church and a pastor told the congregation, well, I'm not going to be here. I'm going to be raptured up. Yeah, I'm not going to be here. And I'm sitting here thinking, really? You're going to tell your congregation, I'm not going to be here. Unbelievable. I'm sitting there just shaking my head. Then he tries to quote some scripture from Luke. Don't know what it is, but it twists scripture. Yeah, I'm not going to be here. Okay. Now you will be here. You will be here, Pastor. Unless the Lord takes you before all hell breaks loose in America. But, going to be dark times, hard times, hard times, hard times. Food shortage, food prices increasing, especially meat. And lucky here in Nashville, we got a couple mom and pop, still have a couple mom and pop grocery stores that me and my wife go to. Go to Kroger's. It's crazy prices. Inflation. But what's really troubling is a conflict with Russia and China. That's really troubling. It amazes me to see how much our government hates Russia. Russia's not doing anything to America. Nothing. What's Russia done to America? Cold War's been over. Cold War's been over for 30 years. But America, our government, the lunatic globalists, insane globalists, hate America. They hate America. I'm sorry, Russia. They hate Russia. Well, they hate America too, but they hate Russia. They're always lying. Our government's always lying about Russia. They hate the Russian people. The Russian people haven't done anything to America. Government is always lying about Russia. How bad Russia is. How evil Putin is. Really? I don't see Putin telling his people, if you try to rise up against me, I'll just nuke you. And that's what basically Beijing Biden did. And I think it was yesterday. It might have been today. No, it was yesterday. Beijing Biden on camera told the whole world, we had an uprising. These gun-loving, toting Americans, we got nukes. We got F-16, F-fighters. Yeah, we got nukes. Really? You know, I remember, I think it was last year, a California Democrat House member got in a spat with somebody on Twitter over gun control, and he told the guy, I can't remember the Democrat from California who it was. He basically told him, we got nukes. You got your guns, so what? We got nukes. We're the government. We got nukes. Gotta love those Democrats. Democrats is what they are. Democrats. So Biden tells American people, go ahead, try to come against me. Have your little uprising. I'll nuke you. You hear that, Texas? God's guns and the Texas way. Biden's got nukes. Oh, Lord, but if Putin would have said that, holy Lord, that would have been all over CNN, MSNBC, CNBC, NBC, ABC. The list goes on. Putin said he'd nuke his own people if they tried to come against him. Already had at the G7 summit, a reporter asked Putin about one of his rivals about poisoning him and putting him in jail. When we have a military-industrial complex over here that bombs, invades innocent countries, weaker third-world countries, that bombs innocent civilians. Okay? That's what we do. That's what the military-industrial complex of America does. We take over weaker countries and kill their leaders, put in a puppet government, bomb the crap out of them, killing innocent people. That's what we do. Yeah, look at Iraq. Look what happened to Libya. Libya's a war-torn country now, run by warlords. Okay, Libya used to be Gaddafi was crazy. Okay, so what? Well, I can name a lot of crazy leaders. Okay, but at least Gaddafi had order. People didn't even pay. People were paying like 50 cents a gallon for gas. Gaddafi, because Libya's got so much oil. Yeah, they're paying like 50 cents a gallon for gas. No electricity, free electricity. Really cheap housing. So Gaddafi had the country in order. Now it's run by warlords. All kinds of crazy. I've heard of, and I've seen some videos of human trafficking, slavery, gun running, drugs. It's your typical African country now. Like Somalia, Mogadishu. Anyway, it's what we do. Afghanistan, Central America, CIA comes in and helps overthrow a country. We tried to do that in Venezuela. Yeah, we tried that in Venezuela. Didn't work. That's when Trump was president. That didn't work. But the deep state was when they were wanting to get rid of Maduro, what's his name? President Maduro, I think. Venezuela, they're trying hard to get rid of him. It's what we do. That's what the military-industrial complex does. We're the bullies. World police, bullies of the world. And I used to think back when I was in the military, I used to think that, well, we got to be the world police, because I was young and brainwashed back then. We got to be the world's police. You know, there's so much evilness and bad leaders and so on. Nonsense. That's propaganda. Propaganda. So, anyway, going back, brace yourself, America. You reap what you sow. The Bible says you reap what you sow. God's looking down. He knows what America's doing. He knows what the CIA has been doing since after World War II, working to overthrow countries. Look what happened in Iran after World War II. We took over Britain. England was running Iran up until after World War II, and then we kind of took over. But we did take over. And they had a legitimate election, and we brought in our CIA spooks and said, well, we don't like this guy. We won't get rid of him, and put in our puppet president, the Shah of Iran in the 50s, early 50s. And that's when Ayatollah Khomeini and his bunch ran off, because the CIA and the great military-industrial complex came in to Iran. Got to have that oil. Got to run other countries. Of course, by the 70s, the people got tired of the Shah because he was abusing his power, knowing he had the CIA and America to back him up. And he got run off. That's when the Ayatollahs come back. And that's when we ended up in the late 70s with the hostage seizure. And the Shah ran off to Egypt. But I'm getting off topic. But you reap what you sow, America. You reap what you sow. America doesn't know peace. We don't know peace. We don't know peace. We're either threatening other countries, pointing missiles at other countries, or putting economic sanctions on countries. Now, economic sanctions, that's an act of war. You can destroy a country economically. Okay, so you know, a lot of people don't realize that. Putting economic sanctions on a country, that's really an act of war. You could literally bring down a country if you put too many harsh sanctions, economic sanctions on them. And being that America has a strong economy, although now China's pretty much strong, their economy is stronger now, but that's another episode. So we could get away with that, put economic sanctions on other countries because we control the world currency, the dollar, with us in London. And SWIFT, the SWIFT system, that's the cash and credit card system that was created after World War II with us, the Rothschilds in London, and the Federal Reserve run by the Rothschilds here. That pretty much the whole, most of the other countries in the world use, especially in Europe, the SWIFT system that we control. So, America, the great bully, point missiles, economic sanctions, always threats. But going back, the government, the globalists just hate Russia. Got nothing good to say about Russia. Not like Putin's invading countries like we are. Nobody's invading countries like America. It's amazing how they built live on Iran too. how evil they are. Yeah, the Ayatollahs are not the nicest people in the world. They're not. Okay? But Iran is not invading countries left and right like we are. Holy Lord, you have army invasions, military invasions, and you have CIA covert invasions also. The CIA comes in and their civilian clothes can come in and undermine a smaller, weaker country. Been doing it since after World War II, since the 50s. Honduras, Nicaragua, South America. All right, I'm getting off topic. America. Well, you reap what you sow, because God's looking down, see, all the sins of America. We have crazy, mad leaders in the world. Okay, I bring up the Russia because how we're provoking Russia now in the Black Sea. And the British ship trying to enter to the Black Sea, going to Crimea, get close to Crimea. Russia's like, no, we're not allowing that. And fired warning shots on them. And this is not the first conflict encounter either. With America, NATO, and Russia, all the months, it's just ramping up. Right? Like they want to try to come in, like NATO wants to try to come in and overthrow Crimea. And Russia's not going to have that. Crimea is the birthplace of Christianity for Russia. A lot of people don't realize Russia was Christian before the Bolshevik Revolution with Lenin and the Zionist communist takeover in 1917. The Tsar, Russia, and the Tsar was Christian. It's a Christian country. It was born Christian. And Crimea is the birthplace of its Christianity roots. Now, Putin has brought Russia back to its Christian roots. Putin had churches built in all the military bases. And when the Russian soldiers go out in the field, he sends out the priests and the pastors. They have Bible study, communion out of the field. I got the picture. I've seen the pictures. You know, Putin's Christian. He's Christian. But you hear our government talk, Republican, Democrat, oh, Putin's the devil. Putin's the devil. No, I've got Christian friends been in Russia. Okay, they've been in Russian hotels. They see in the hotel, they see Christian artwork, crosses and stuff. And artwork in hotels. You'll find any Christian artwork in a hotel in America? Are you kidding me? They're trying to take down the crosses in America. Been doing that for years. So I've got Christian friends that have been in Russia. Russia's more Christian than we are. Well, what do you mean? See, what do I mean? Well, does Russia have gay marriage? Is gay marriage legal in Russia? No. Does Russia have an LGBT movement? No. Does Russia have transgenders and gays in the military? No. Let that sink in. Putin's not having none of that. So God looks, well, let's look at America. Let's look at Russia. Who has favor with God? Yeah. Think about that one for a minute. While America's pushing to promoting LGBT and transgenderism everywhere. You won't see that in Russia. No way, no how. So we go to war. Who has favor with God? It ain't America. We used to. We used to have favor with God. Not anymore. Russia is more Christian than America, period. God help us. God help us. What has happened to America? What has happened to America? Insanity. Just insanity. Oh, no. When you listen to our politicians, Russia, they're terrible. Putin's he's a killer. Get out of here. Like Biden and Bush and Obama and Clinton were killers. Obama was dropping bombs every day from drones. Every day. He was talking about using drones here in America. Drop bombs on domestic terrorists. Yeah, domestic terrorists. Who could that be in America? Well, now it's pro-Trump, conservative, Republican people. Second Amendment, believing people that are being labeled domestic terrorists. God help us. God have mercy on us, even though we don't deserve it. America doesn't deserve it. America doesn't deserve it. But thank God he's merciful. But he's also a God of wrath, too. He's a God of wrath, and he punishes sin. China. Yeah, it's in the news. Taiwan was on. Prime Minister of Taiwan, I believe, is on CNN, telling the world, we're about to go to war with China. And he's right. China's not playing. China's not playing. They're going to take Taiwan by force. If Taiwan's not going to go peacefully. Don't see it. China said they will bring Taiwan back to the mainland by force. They've said it many times. Matter of fact, it came out a couple months ago saying there's some kind of anniversary in July, Taiwan anniversary of independence, I think. I'm not sure what the anniversary, something about independence, 70 years, whatever, in July. And the CCP, China Communist Party, said, well, that's the month we're going to invade Taiwan in July. Looks like World War III to me. The worst part is China said at the same time, we're going to hit America with another biological weapon, worse than COVID. Worse than COVID. And see, they've been planning this for over 20 years. They figured out in the early 2000s the best way to invade America, just spray us like bugs, biological. Kill off millions, and the rest of us be too sick to fight. No, they know. They know millions of Americans are armed up. The most armed up country in the world. They know this. 330 million Americans in America. And millions of guns. So this was planned. Biological hit of the world in America, because the China Communist Party declared back in the 90s that they want to be the world superpower economically and military in the 21st century. That was a manifesto that they declared back in the '90s, that we will be the world's superpower in the 21st century. In the 18th century, it was England in their navy. 19th and 20th century, America. 21st century, it will be us, China. Well, looks like they're executing the plan pretty well to me. Hit the world with COVID, biological weapon. Now we have other variants. And the fake deadly vaccine. And the real virus experts, I believe the real virus experts, it's a Dutch expert, I can't remember his name right now, and a French expert, virus expert, both of them. And then there's this is Chinese, American Chinese expert. He's in Germany now. He had to leave America. All three have said the same thing. All these people getting these vaccines are going to spread another variant, stronger variant, to the rest of us. And then their variants are going to die off. So, the next couple of years, we can see millions of people dying here in America. China's executed plan, the takedown of America. Well, you have the CDC and Biden saying, yeah, the Delta variant, if we don't do something, it's going to get out of control. They want to blame all the non-vaccinated people. Well, it's the vaccinated people that probably created the Delta variant. So I don't see by August the numbers going way back up. And we'll be in lockdown 2.0 again by September. Probably a stronger lockdown than last year's. And then the churches will be locked down. Probably be for good, too. Churches probably locked down for good. We go into 2022. If we don't have World War III with Russia or China or both. Lord have mercy. Well, most Americans just clueless, completely clueless, have no idea how close we are to a major conflict with Russia or China that could kick off World War III. One ship sunk, one airplane blown out of the sky. Well, there we go. There's declared war. Yeah, one Russian fighter shot out of the sky, or one British NATO ship sunk by Russia, declaration of war. One China invading Taiwan and then ends up sinking a United States battleship. Declaration of war. Here we have World War III, which has been predicted. At World War I, World War II, got to be a World War III. Got to be a World War III. So, what's America to do? Yeah, like I said, most people are just clueless. They're living out their days, especially now with a lot of restrictions being lifted. Oh, it's a party now. It's party again. Most of the restrictions lifted. Take the mask off. We could party again, America. Really? You better look at the rest of the world. You better look and see what's going on. Canada's still under a lot of restrictions. England, Scotland, Germany. Trying to remember was it England? I read the other day about no prayer in public. I'll have to get back on that one. Put that in next episode. Tomorrow. I know Germany, there was passed a law about praying out in public. It had something to do with abortion clinics, but they made it illegal. I know I saw it the other day in England, but I'll look at that again. Go America. What has happened to you? People better wake up. That's all I can say. People better wake up. If you're not saved, you better come to Christ. If you're not saved, you better come to Christ. Receive your salvation. If you're a Christian, you're lukewarm. You better get the fire from God in you. A whole lot of people are going to die. It's not going to get better. Hello, America, I'm talking to you. It's not going to get better. Got these foolish, delusional conservative Republicans thinking 2022, 2024, they're going to turn America around. We're going to turn America around and take it back over from these crazy, insane Democrats. Really? You're delusional. You think that's going to happen? Delusional. America's problem is not politics. America's problem is sin. We're wicked. We're wicked. We're reprobates. Wicked, evil, pushing pedophilia, LGBT, gay marriage. When's it going to stop? Okay, where do we draw the line? We're going to push the envelope. No, we're worse than Sodom and Gomorrah. Worse. Worse. That's right. Worse. Sodom and Gomorrah didn't have churches. Sodom and Gomorrah didn't have the Bible. Sodom and Gomorrah didn't have Christ. We're worse than Sodom and Gomorrah. Or we've ignored God. In the South, here in the South, we've got churches right next to each other. It doesn't matter. You can walk in, Walmart has Bibles. So you can get a Bible anywhere for now. For now. But you know what? A lot of these Christians, so-called Christians, say they're Christian. You know, they have churchianity is what they have. They got dust in their Bibles, sitting at home. Their Bibles sitting in at home somewhere collecting dust. We have no excuse. Americans, you have no excuse. Got the Bible. Got churches. It's the Almighty God. Okay. Earth, the sun, the moon, the stars. It just appear. Didn't happen. No Big Bang Theory. That's been debunked. Okay. There's the Almighty Creator. And his name is God. Look around. God has wrote that in the hearts of man. That we know there's a higher being, a creator that created all this. Where's the energy that keeps your heart beating? How's your heart beating? Where's the energy for that? You know, batteries. That's supernatural. That's supernatural. People don't want to believe. Our hearts are hard so hard, they don't want to believe. They don't want to believe. Lord, help. Help, man. Help us, America. God, help us. So many people lost. There's a lot of people lost and hurting in America. I see it when I'm on the streets. People dying and going to hell every day, every single day. People hooked on drugs, alcohol, gambling, pornography, whatever. Pick one. Lots of addicts. You have people dying from drugs every day, overdosing. Heroin overdoses, last 20 years, been through the roof. Through the roof. How's that been? Well, because we are in Afghanistan guarding poppy fields, in Iraq guarding poppy fields. I know that for a fact, because I personally know soldiers that are guarding them. I think Afghanistan has a second or third largest poppy fields in the entire planet. So the deep state was making billions. I heard billions every year, billions every year off the heroin. That's why the last 20 years, heroin increase in deaths has skyrocketed 300-400%. Connect the dots, people. The dots are there. Connect them. God, help us. We've become so dumbed down in America. So dumbed down. Some people don't know anything. Nothing. But they could tell you all day long about some John Wick or some other movies. But can't tell you anything about world events, domestic events, what's happening in America. Can't tell you anything about that. Or American history. But they can tell you all day long about some Hollywood movies or TV show or some sports. Holy Lord, holy Lord. Okay. America, you better brace yourself. You better brace yourself, America. All I can say is you better get saved. You better get saved if you're not saved. The Bible says to examine yourself. Examine yourself. It will get worse. This is in the Bible. Go read 2 Timothy 3. 2 Timothy 3. This is what's happening. Matthew 24. Jesus said that he wars and rumors of wars. That's what we have. A whole lot of rumors of wars, a whole lot of conflicts all over the world. Matthew 24, 2 Timothy 3. Get your Bibles out. Read it. I love y'all. God help us. And I'll be back with episode 4. Amen.